Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm your host, Greg Caponia. Joining me tonight is Ashley Laura from the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber.
Hello.
Hello again. Together we are welcoming Terry Sorg McManaman, a member of the Emmaus Borough Council. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Terry, you were appointed in 2018 to fill a vacant two-year term and then ran and won to stay on the council.
I did.
So
it was a great experience.
So this was your first election?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So I think it was a great experience. So many people had asked me when I was, prior to being appointed, if I would ever run for council. And I had always said no, that I would not. But being appointed and then on and doing all of these wonderful things that you feel like you are contributing to on council, I had to throw my hat in the ring. So people were very supportive. It was so nice to get donations and to have people just really stand behind you and what you believed in for the community.
What surprised you the most about running for office?
That people had no idea what a borough council actually does. And that was surprising. They didn't necessarily bring up national conversation, but that wasn't ignored. In conversation, people would ask about, you know, the national landscape in politics. But as we all know, local governing has nothing to do with the national scene. You know, it has everything to do with our own community and how we exist and operate as a community.
Reflecting on yourself, what are the qualities that you thought and have that made you think, you know, I could be good at this?
I think passion, certainly. My philanthropic way of thinking is also something that contributed to just some of my thoughts and, you know, compassion for the community, just wanting a great place to live and a quality of life that is essential to all of us.
And you have been in Emmaus for how long?
Just about 28 years.
And originally from?
Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, so the end of the turnpike. And people have said to me over the years, well, you're not a townie. And I've all often thought, well, if the people that, when I left Clark Summit, I really hope that I have people like me in my community growing up that have a passion about that community as I do about Emmaus.
We live in a time when elections can be a little ouchy. Weren't there 12 people or so that were running for council at the time?
Well, for the appointment, I was up against 12 people for that interview process. But for election, there were 7 of us.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. But I think I never run away from something. You run towards something. So when people would ask about what you believed in for your community, it was kind of fun to have these conversations of what we could do together. So you don't run against someone, you just run for yourself and run for the community, and it tends to work out.
You probably get to learn a lot about yourself.
I certainly did. I learned that I could do this, and I wasn't afraid to just knock on doors and meet people and have conversations about raising taxes and why we need to raise taxes in communities to keep the services and the level of services as top-notch as we can. And as we know, and Ashley knows, our services in Emmaus are amazing.
Let's talk about your council. How many are on the Emmaus?
So there are 7 of us.
Okay. How difficult is it to talk about a certain issue? How much conversation do you have?
I really think that the makeup of this council, we all respect each other. We have different thoughts, certainly, and we all have different skill sets. But I think at the end of the day, and when we are having conversations, everyone really does bring in a point and counterpoint. And we don't all agree, and we certainly agree to disagree sometimes, that we're not going to get past this. But at the end of the day, it really does work. And this assembled council is a top-notch, very dedicated, very connected, very intuitive council for the community that we have.
Just because a borough might have 11,000 people, It's interesting when I see other councils work in major cities, the size doesn't necessarily make any difference. You still have the same issues and the same dialogues and sometimes the same disagreements, and you need to be able to come together and figure out a way. So the size really doesn't make any difference. I mean, the issues are the same. We're all human.
No, it's the same amount of headache for the smaller decisions and the larger decisions. And everyone has the opportunity to speak their mind, and we all are, we are smart. I mean, we're going to sit in the room and come to a conclusion on something.
This is very time-consuming, I'm guessing.
Yes, yes.
And you have another job. We'll talk about that, too. What made you say, okay, this is something I really want to do?
So that is, I love that question, because it truly is the reason that, that was the final reason that I ran. As a council member, obviously you have a voice, but you chair one committee and sit on two others. So my personal chair is community relations, planning, and development. As an eternal volunteer, community relations is everything to me. Planning and development, you're talking economic development, you're talking the quality of life in Emmaus. And then the other two committees are public safety, so that's also interactive with our community and with our fire, ambulance, and police. And then health, sanitation, and codes. So you're talking about possibly rewriting certain ordinances and hauler contracts. You get really into the nitty-gritty of operating a community. And that's what we all have our own committees, and there might be overlap, but that truly is, that finally came down to it for me, was that I could make a difference on so many different levels.
When you look at community relations, what are the top three priorities, if you will, what you'd like to accomplish in community relations?
So for me, it's twofold. In the borough of Emmaus, community relations means interacting with our wonderful historic sites that we own three. We have Knaus Homestead, 1803 House, and Shelter House. We also have organizations in Emmaus that are amazing. You know, you just come up with any Rotary, Kiwanis. There are so many organizations that need to know what's going on with each other as well. So that interconnectivity is really important. But also, community relations to me is Lehigh Valley. We are so fortunate to live in a region and in the Lehigh Valley that we have an organization like the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, where we can truly create a buzz around our community to other community stakeholders, and they actually are aware of what we do in Emmaus, and they appreciate Emmaus for what we offer in historic value. So that is what's very exciting. It's a little bit layered on the community relations side.
If you're giving the elevator pitch, if you will, what do you tell people about Emmaus? I am so proud of Emmaus because of...
I was involved in our 2009 anniversary. We were founded in 1759 as a Moravian community. In 1859, we were incorporated as a borough. I mean, isn't that amazing? And our connectivity, again,
is
with Moravian Church, Moravian Archives in Bethlehem. I mean, it is. We are so rich with what we have in Emmaus. We've got amazing parks and trails, which, of course, add to younger families coming into town. We have our own police and fire and ambulance. Our Emmaus Public Library is amazing, and it's a wonderful resource in town. When I start talking about Emmaus, you know, I tend to gush about just what we have, because you feel like you're part of something really special when you're there, but something bigger when you realize where we've been and that we're a part of the Lehigh Valley. And I think that we have wonderful services. And plus, you know, we, Ashley, and being involved with Emmaus Main Street Partners, we have wonderful businesses in town. We have our own water system, so that means we attract distilleries and the breweries. So that's been a really fun growth, and watching that happen and writing an ordinance specifically to help and have other people be attracted to our town is great.
How does the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber help you out?
Well, me personally, when I was in college, I worked for a chamber for a retention survey in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I was trained chamber. I was trained to think about businesses being part of the leg of the stool for any community. For Emmaus, it's commerce, community, and council. So the chamber, though, brings a different level because there are more regional meetings that we can go to. You get state of the Lehigh Valley. You have a lot of different tours that you can go on and luncheons that you can go to. And one of my favorite things is the mayors and municipal officials reception. So that's the kind of thing that, you know, the chamber, if we didn't have the chamber and the synergy with the chamber, I'm not sure that we would be as attractive. I think we hold our own, certainly, for economic development. But just having a chamber in town, an Emmaus Main Street initiative in town, just makes it that much more attractive to new people coming in. I value the chamber very much, as I think all of council does. We know where they fit into the fabric of our community, and we hopefully utilize them to the best of our ability.
Ashley, do the people of Emmaus respond when you're putting something together?
One of the best things I've seen about Emmaus community is just their sense of pride and unity. Like, it's just really, there's no sense like there is other places. So we have a common Facebook group, and when I put something out there for an event coming up, like, it's a great response. People are engaging, people are helping each other out, they're very supportive. It's just really great to see. It's very great to be welcomed, because with tight-knit communities, sometimes it's hard to get to know people, but they're very welcoming, very receptive. It's been a lot of fun so far.
We have a lot of people who listen to us on the web and on our app. And if you haven't traveled through Emmaus, one of the things that I like the most about going through the area are the way that the people have taken these old barns and created houses out of them. And it's really a great thing to see. The creativity that goes into, the artistry that goes into taking one of these 200-year-old buildings, and it's beautiful.
I think regeneration is a big part of any community's conversation. What can you take that's existing and build upon it? Not necessarily speaking on the housing front with revitalization or regeneration, but we have two entities in town, the old VFW that was purchased and is now a bike shop and coffee shop, and our old hardware store, Wentz Hardware, also revitalized. And that says so much about just the community accepting the history and the longevity of, you know, the buildings and respect for that.
Yeah,
and that is cool.
It's a terrific place. Take a ride out there. Come out to Philly or the Lehigh Valley. You must take a ride through Emmaus. We will talk more about Emmaus when we come back. You are listening to WDIY, and this is on Every Main Street.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. Happy to have Ashley Laura from the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber back with us and Terry Sorg McManaman from the Borough of Emmaus on the council.
Yeah, thanks.
It's great to be here.
Let's talk about the Heritage Alliance. What is that?
So I don't even know how long it's been in existence. I think probably sometime in the 90s, where the three historic sites, Emmaus, Knaus Homestead, Shelter House, and 1803 House, and they decided that instead of just marketing singularly, that they needed to have a common unified voice. So because preservation and historic value was a part of many organizations in Emmaus, the Emmaus Moravian Church, the Emmaus Public Library, the three houses that I just mentioned, the Emmaus Historical Society, we also have an Emmaus Remembrance Garden, and of course the Emmaus Main Street Partners, and they're wanting to have an initiative on preservation. So the groups got together and decided that they would have one common voice, educate people on what it was about Emmaus that was special. And so it's within the last few years, it's really kicked off. And of course, with the help of the Emmaus Main Street Partners, we launched the Emmaus Heritage Festival. So that's a time when the Emmaus Historical Society allows the groups to be on site in the backyard. And it's been a really fun, great way for people to learn more about the history in Emmaus. And then Ashley and the gang at the Emmaus Main Street Partners kind of kicked it up a notch last year, and it was part of the Farewell Summer event.
So in looking at how we can partner with groups, and the Chamber always preaches there's power in partnerships, we're stronger together. We host a Farewell to Summer festival as around the same time that the Heritage Alliance hosts their festival. So both groups were like, well, why don't we just hold them the same day and see what happens? And the response was great. I never know what exact headcount we have, but there were hundreds of people there. And even just from a community unity standpoint, it was just a really great day in the borough. As you drove through Main and Chestnut Street, like, you just saw people going back and forth.
So at the end of these events, or this event, what is it that you sit back and say, wow, we really did this?
I think we educated more people on the history in Emmaus, and we invited more people from outside of Emmaus to understand why we're so special in the Lehigh Valley and the connection that we have with the Moravian Church. And as we all know, funding for organizations is very, very difficult. And I know collaborating with people is the way to get funding that's partnered funding. So I think that lends itself to the conversation around possibly a legitimate Emmaus Heritage Historic Commission. And the group is talking about that now, and how would that work? How would that look? And to really kind of delve into that a little bit more, they have a project called the Third Grade Project, where students locally from the Emmaus community visit some of the sites. And, you know, the funding around that would be key. So I think that everybody's realizing the value of being one group and one voice and asking for money so that it can be spread around
a little bit more. For the record, Emmaus was one of the four leading Moravian communities in Northeast United States at the time of the founding of the borough.
Yes. I mean, that's the kind of history that many of us in the valley look at Bethlehem and that Moravian connection. It's very interesting because it brings a different conversation to the table when you're in Emmaus. It's not just about, and not to say just, but you want to shop and you want to participate in different events, but then all of a sudden you realize the grounds that you're walking on have been around for a long time.
Right.
And how amazing is that, that we're contributing to the future of the town.
Emmaus has a 2030 visioning committee plan, if you will, and it looks like you've just designated 15 volunteers to lead, speak.
Yes. Converse. So our borough manager, Shane Pepe, he had the conversation with the Emmaus Planning Commission and said, you guys, let's really do a deep dive into what the vision is for Emmaus. So the president of the Planning Commission has been dealing with and meeting with 15 individuals, developers, residents, property owners, volunteers, and I sit on that every when I can, some local school personnel, and they reviewed what are the conversations that we should be having. So they named this the Emmaus Visioning 2030 project, and they finally gave a report to Borough Council not too long ago, just a few weeks ago, and they highlighted key areas that we should be talking about within the next 10 years. Things like community utilities, community services, natural resources, development, transportation, which would include freight, road, bike paths, and pedestrian safety. So this was the opportunity to let all of these folks with a totally different, they come from different backgrounds, but they all brought something to the table to be able to discuss what it is, what makes Emmaus, and where do we need to be in order to make our residents happy and help our residents with a quality of life.
So the items that you brought up, do they categorize them, list them, and then bring them back to the council?
So how this has worked, they did give specific items in each of these key areas. But how this will work for the future is they will have community public meetings so that then the community can come in and talk about these topics and really get into the nitty-gritty of, well, what's the problem with our crosswalks? What's the problem with, or what are we doing right? What can we build on? And what do we need to look for in the future? That was the first group, I believe, in Emmaus that started talking about 5G and just that conversation. And so, and of course, since we've all been hearing this in local news recently, that, you know, 5G is something that we're all talking about, it will give the opportunity for this group to see what the community thinks about that topic. Before Emmaus, you know, we're working on an ordinance now and getting solicitor involved in how this will work with 5G, but we don't know the questions to ask yet. And so everybody's kind of on the same page. While all of us in the governing side are figuring it out, the community will be brought up to speed and be able to talk about those topics as well.
And if the community wants to learn more, they can go to the meetings, the
Correct.
Council meetings.
Exactly.
And find out what the pulse of the community is.
Yeah, that's the goal, to make sure that people feel like they are part of the solution and part of the vision for the next 10 years.
Ashley, there's some events coming up.
Yes, we always have events coming up. So we've been trying to do something once a month to create a consistent flow for businesses, community members, whether they're within the Emmaus or the surrounding communities. So once a month on the third Thursday, we meet at Triple Sun Spirits for a small business roundtable. And that kind of developed from a town hall to more of an informational event, but also networking. So we try to bring in some type of resource to come and talk about whatever their profession is, because they provide some benefit to small businesses or our immediate community. And then there's always time for networking. It's at the distillery, so it's a low stress, very casual atmosphere. You can go back and forth from Yurgi's and Triple Sun.
Distilleries can do that.
Yes, they can. We enjoy that. In April, we're doing an Earth Day cleanup event. So just something that we're doing to partner with the Emmaus Area Cleanup Committee. They've had a 15-year initiative where they go around to the Emmaus and Upper Milford parks and clean up. And we're going to focus on the business district to kind of help grow that plan. Over the summer, we recently got approval for a summer concert series on the Triangle. Emmaus already has a great concert series on Sundays in Community Park with the Recreation and Entertainment Commission. So we're trying to develop something towards the business district and bring people down there for a different atmosphere. We also recently got approval for a new spring festival. So again, we had a lot towards the latter half of the year with Farewell to Summer, Small Business Saturday, and our Old Fashioned Christmas. So we're trying to bring some things to spring and summer, and it's really been great to work with Borough. They're very accommodating and supportive of all our crazy ideas that we throw out.
We have an interesting thing in Emmaus, the junior council person. That seems pretty unique.
It is. Emmaus Borough is a part of the Pennsylvania Association of Boroughs, and they have a program that they introduced to us named the junior council person. So what it is you're getting the student voice. We went out to East Penn School District, worked with a couple of the principals there. They set up an essay. We worked together on that, and we got quite a few applications for the junior councilperson role. The successful candidate, Jonas Hausman, has been a great addition to council meetings. We suggest, and this role tries to have a project during their time with us on council. And Jonas has brought to us a tree planting project that he will be working hopefully with Public Works and our Parks and Rec Committee, as well as the Arbor Day Society and the Shade Tree Commission, in order to figure out where we are thinking it's community park, you know, with the storms and just aging out trees, there will be a need for trees to be replaced. So the Shade Tree Commission is counseling him on what trees should be replanted, and it should be very exciting.
Terrific.
You know, it's a great way for the kids at the high school to get involved as well, and it's something that I think Jonas is really excited to, and happy to be part
Gary,
of.
Gary, we have just about a minute left. Why don't you tell us what you do when you're not in council?
Well, thank you for that. Well, I always say it's my real job, but don't we all have like three or four real jobs? I am the advertising director at BioCycle, which is a 60-plus-year-old publication on composting and organics recycling. We just launched a digital e-newsletter. We are not printing the publication anymore, and we are going totally digital with a relaunch of our website as well. We also hold conferences twice a year, also on the topic of composting, organics, recycling, and renewable energy.
You have over 2,500 articles on composting, renewable energy, and organics and recycling. If somebody listening wants to dig into this, so to speak, what's the website?
BioCycle, which is BioCycle.net.
Fantastic. Ashley, Terry, thank you very much for joining us on Every Main Street.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank
you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. You are listening to On Every Main Street, and I'm Greg Caponia. This is WDIY.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.